Top story in Connecticut is the storm that's coming tomorrow. Going to start midday. It's going to drop 3 to 6 along the shore, 6 to 10 higher than middle and up.
Yep.
Going to end somewhere midday Sunday.
Yep.
So good luck picking up your Super Bowl food.
Seriously.
Yep.
Making my sandwich.
What are you getting?
My sandwich. I need the.
How do you spell that?
Sangweech. Sangweech.
Sangweech.
Sangweech. Yeah.
Where are you getting it from?
I wanted this one deli to do it, but they're closed on Sunday.
Oh.
So you'd have to pick it up on Saturday before they close at 1 o'clock.
It's not the same.
And it's sitting there.
Some food can hold.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even better.
Yeah.
The next day, but that's not better the next day.
Yeah, I don't know, because they make a really good sandwich. Sandwich. I just go to Bella's.
Yeah.
You might get the Godfather with the everything bread.
Yum.
You know, so.
On Sunday?
It's so good, yeah.
You did say how much you like the everything bread.
Yeah, the everything. I mean, actually, that makes the sandwich is the bread. You know, like
that's why you can't get it the day before.
That deli gets soggy. That deli has really great bread. Like, I had the same kind of sandwich on a regular kind of, like, you know, like submarine roll, and it sucked. It really did. That's a lot of the flavors is that bun.
You're right.
Yeah. You kill it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I was very disappointed when I bought them. I'm like, oh, same thing. No. No, it was not.
I like
not.
Your life moods.
No, it was not.
And hey, what's wrong? Sandwich.
Yep.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. The bread.
The sandwich was no good. Yeah, no, the bread's everything. And you also don't want it too hard, because there's one really nice place.
There is a balance. It's got to be sturdy enough to hold the whole sandwich. It's a big sandwich, but it can't be too crusty. You can't bite into it.
Plus, it's got vinegar and oil in it, so it's going to weaken the structure. It's got to be able to withstand that. It's kind of like the hull of the Titanic, you know? There was this one place.
You have a good sandwich when you eat the shrapnel that falls on the paper.
Yes.
Like when you're done with the sandwich, you just use your fingers, you're coming with me,
exactly,
pal.
Exactly, right. There are no survivors.
No.
Yep, exactly.
No man left behind.
Because there was this one place by me that opened up. It was a New York style deli, and I'm like, all right. And they get their bread from the Bronx.
Is this Milford or Long Island?
In Milford.
Okay.
And the sandwich was great, except the bread was too hard. I mean, you had the side.
You got to chip a tooth through.
Yeah, you had the side bun.
You need a jackhammer.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's what killed it. I'm like, the bread was tasty. But I was like eating a curb.
That's how you wind up getting the center of the sandwich, like all the ingredients squirt out the other side, too.
Yeah.
Because you're trying so hard to bite through the bread.
Right there, because
that the other
door.
Side, yeah, you're losing stuff on the other end.
Yeah, no. It's got you.
Trying to get through my bread here.
That's how it felt.
That's your teeth.
I'm
trying to get through my bread.
I see bread shrapnel everywhere. No, a lot goes into making. I mean, you can make a sandwich, but it's a lot incorporated when it comes to a sandwich. You know,
yeah.
Like you want shredded lettuce. You don't want they take lettuce.
Right.
Just kind of
I agree.
It in there. Yeah.
Shredded lettuce.
Shredded lettuce.
Yes.
The finer the shred,
it
the
distributes better. And also, when you put the oil and vinegar at the end,
it holds on more.
It hits more.
Yes.
Exactly.
I like thinly sliced tomatoes. I don't want thickness of a burger.
Yeah, no. You want thinly sliced. And also, I mean, other things like hot peppers and things like that in the sandwich. That roasted pepper, like jam is so good.
You're getting yourself all worked up.
I'm going to end up buying from this deli and just getting it early tomorrow and hold
on to it. What can you do to get it tomorrow and hold it? Like, can you separate the bread?
They would have to put
then reassemble it.
No, because once
it meets,
they got it down to a science. I'll just add them to put the oil and vinegar on the side.
That's your best shot.
And
with all the peppers and all the tomato and everything, you're still getting moisture into the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you might have to do is
stupid storm.
Are they closed on Sunday because of the storm?
No, they're closed on Sundays.
Period.
Period.
Okay.
But
then what does the storm have to do with it?
I just like to but the thing is that I couldn't decide. I'm like, it's either gonna be wings or it's gonna be pizza or it's gonna be sandwich. Now I'm like, you know what, I'm like I really am craving a sandwich. You know, I want the sandwich. So I'm not going to go with that. Plus,
why don't you pregame? Why don't you have your tailgate tomorrow with the sandwich? No? You want the sandwich with the football game?
I want with the football game, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to share a love seat with the sandwich.
Well, no, because you got two halves. So first half, second half.
Oh, is that right? Is that how you do your halves?
Yeah.
This is the you really do have to do science.
Yes.
When the game, first half for the first half of the game.
When the game ends, so
the second half of the sandwich gets eaten on the second half of the game.
Exactly.
Do you want to look up how many calories you're having?
I don't care.
This one sandwich?
I got to put weight on anyways. Who cares?
I'm curious. I'm just asking. No, I just sit there the whole time, too. You're not moving.
I got to bulk back up again, so this is good.
No, you're right. You do.
Yeah.
I just want to know the number.
So do you do it in quarters, first quarter of the sandwich goes in the first? No, you just, plow right through.
Yeah, plow on. Yeah. Yeah, once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, once you get that medley going, and you get the rhythm going.
Yeah.
You know? It's still, it's.
I know what you mean, though. Those are sandwiches you can't wrap, and then you could have it an hour or two later, but you can't have it a day later.
Yeah. So looks like I'm driving to a snowstorm to get a sandwich on Sunday.
If you do the oil and vinegar on the side, and then when you go to have the sandwich, I think if you throw the bread in to your oven for like a minute or two, just to like kind of rewarm it, that might be your best option.
Now, usually I just let it sit, you know, in room temperature and get back to room temperature again, you know?
Hmm.
Because I don't want to disassemble anything, and I don't want to heat anything up.
Okay.
You know?
Because I was going to say, maybe you could just have them give you the ingredients, and you could assemble it the next day.
That's an awful lot to do.
It's a lot to do.
It's an awful lot to do. It's an undertaking.
Eating it is a task.
Making a sandwich.
It's an undertaking.
When all the parts are already cut, sliced.
There's such artists the way they do it. When I look, it looks like an eight-year-old made it.
You are right. There's something about a sandwich that tastes better if someone else made it.
It's how you place the meat, how you put the cheese.
The assembly matters.
And then and it looks like a perfect roll. And then when you look at it sideways, after they cut, I'm like, how you do that?
How do you do that?
How you do that? Yeah, there's a science and an art to it, man. My hat's off to the sandwich makers.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about sandwiches.
Yes, yeah. Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yes.
You're circling around the proper terms, the ratio of the bread to the meat.
The ratio,
Yes. More scientific.
Yeah, you want it to be nice and even. You don't want to have too much meat, too much bread.
Right.
Yeah, and the mouthfeel. How the texture of the meat, you got to slice it thin.
Yeah.
You were talking about the tomatoes not being too thick.
Right.
Right.
You got to have the right mouthfeel.
Yep,
Stop saying mouthfeel.
Right. Yeah. I don't want my mouth to dilate.
Is it moist?
Yeah, I don't want my mouth to dilate.
Right, that was the next word I was thinking, moist.
Oh, my jaw come off track. Yeah, exactly.
You got to take this stuff seriously. It's true.
Have you listened to this guy in the last 8 minutes? Like, he's taking his sandwich very seriously.
Nobody takes it more seriously.
Right.
I am a sandwich
person.
He was about
to have a stroke. He was going to have a stroke. He's apoplectic about the sandwich.
I am a sandwich person. I've always been a sandwich person.
Then you can. I'm preaching to the converted.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
God bless.
Now I want one, damn it.
Bill in Waterbury.
Yo, so I got a suggestion for AJ.
Okay, what you got?
For his dilemma.
By the way, you just need to know, if you're just tuning in, AJ's big Super Bowl problem is?
Sandwich.
Right. The place that makes your favorite sandwich isn't open on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to sit for a day.
And I just discovered this place. This place is great.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Well, you did just say that you were going to go out and get one anyway.
Yes.
On Sunday, somewhere else.
Different place. Yeah.
But you got a lot of people that volunteered to help you out. Get a hold of one of your plow guys and have them pick it up for you and drop it off at your house.
I mean, it's nice, but I don't want to bother anybody. They're plowing the roads.
No, but that's not the problem, right? The problem isn't. What is the problem?
Well, I had to supervise the sandwich being made, first of all. Because remember what happened the last time when that freaking guy put the mayonnaise on there? Remember that? Freaking, you put mayonnaise on a goddamn Italian
He's
combo.
Gotta be there to supervise.
Oh, yeah, no, I keep an eye. I'm giving the eye. I'm watching. I'm making sure the oil and vinegar's on there, not mayo.
Okay.
I left him unsupervised. Look what the frick happened.
Left him unsupervised.
No, Bill, you're right, though. But, no, so AJ, we agree 100%. Every time AJ talks about the sandwich, I'm like, this is exactly how it needs to go every single time.
Yeah.
I offered to bring AJ one of these. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'll get it myself. This is his own thing.
After they put the mayonnaise on it, he never wants to get a sandwich where he's not watching every part.
Exactly.
Assembled.
Yeah, because I thought I could trust him. What idiot puts mayonnaise on an Italian combo?
With oil and vinegar.
You know, they'll kill you in some places.
AJ's house is one of them.
Yeah. That's punishment like shoplifting and third world nations.
Whoever you get to pick it up for you, they can FaceTime you and show you.
Yeah, no, I'll get it. I'll get it. I got a truck. I got four-wheel drive. You know, something to do.
Yeah. It'll be
I'm not that bad by the time you go out. I'm 3 to 6.
The game doesn't start until night.
Right. The place is less than 2 miles from my house, so.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm good. But thank you.
But it's just not going to be the place you want to get it from.
Yeah, no, the place I want to get it from, I mean, not the place I'm getting it from is bad, but just I found a little better. And plus, also mom and pop as opposed to a chain.
Right.
You know, but they're closed on Sunday. And that sucks.
Keith and Seymour.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
AJ, do you ever do like the top part of your hoagie or bread or whatever, dig out a little canal and it gives you more of a crispy egg, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, some places dig out.
What do you mean, like the Subway trench?
Some places dig out the bread.
Well, I've been doing it ever since I was a little kid. I just don't like too much bread.
Yeah.
I like the crusty part on top.
No, see, what do you mean? What are we talking about? A hard roll?
They hollow out the bread.
Or a grinder.
I dig out a little canal.
Yeah.
I think the bread would be too thin then, especially with oil and vinegar. Your fingers are going right through it.
I enjoy the taste of the bread. I have no problem with that.
I'm sorry, guys. Well, as always, I love you. Show up. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. He's like, all right.
I enjoy the taste of the bread, so I don't have to hollow it out. Plus, there's some more to eat.
That's the back-to-school method.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how he makes the sandwich in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, because I hate small food. And he takes a big piece of bread and he howls up. He pours sweet meatballs in the closet.
He takes like three trays of food and dumps it into one sandwich.
Yeah, so he has like someone hold my sandwich on the other side and he cuts it. Yep. Yep. I'm sorry, I love sandwiches.
All right, don't apologize.
I'm that kind of person.
We're just trying to help you through it.
I've always been that way.
Sounds like you're just going to have to settle.
I'm going to have to go. Yeah.
And you're going to have to go yourself.
Yep. Yeah, the treasure of a team of Huskies.
Yeah.
We should get you a t-shirt just says no mayo.
Right.
Just point at the shirt the whole time.
No, well, some sandwiches I do like mayo, like a roast beef, roast beef and American. Yeah. That requires mayonnaise. But Italian combo, no.
Chaz and AJ.
Have to wear the shirt every day. I'll stop making suggestions. Nothing's helping.
No. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Lisa from Wyndham.
Hey, yes.
I'm pulled over because I'm waiting to pick up my students. And I have to just call to say you guys are freaking hysterical listening to you about this rant is just so funny.
Can I tell you, that's AJ, all AJ. I had a whole stack of actual news here.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. No, this is, hey, we're all going through this now.
Right.
Super Bowl Sunday. What are we going to eat?
This is a problem.
Right? No. Believe me, I get it. I'm half Italian and my husband's already on me about what are you going to make?
Right.
So I understand it, but it's like listening to Chaz the other day when Chaz was going off about, I forget what it was, Chaz. You were going off on a rant. It
about the Super Bowl squares.
About the Super Bowl squares. So AJ sounds just like Chaz now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was all. I mean, you guys are just freaking hysterical. I enjoy you every day. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great Super Bowl.
You
too. All right. You too. Hey, let's welcome to the studio, Jawing Summers. Good morning.
What's up, Chaz and AJ?
What's happening?
Hello.
I'm so excited. This is so exciting. Look outside. We have beautiful trees and snow. I feel like I'm on set of Severance, Apple TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you normally not see this?
I used to when I was in China growing up, but then I now live in California. I see fire. I see fire.
Yeah, and ashes. Lots of ashes.
Yeah, ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
sorry about that.
Yeah, I lost my house to my ex-husband too.
Did he light it on fire or did he just take it?
He just took it. He's a Chinese man.
Yeah, he gave it to a lawyer. Even worse.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather, is on the phone. Scott.
Hi.
Jia Wing, Scott Haney.
Hi, Scott Haney. It sounds very white. Are you white?
I am very white.
I can feel white. I can see the mayonnaise from the microphone.
He's almost pink.
How did you get out of China?
I took a boat. I married a white man. I got my green card. That's nice. What I did.
Nice.
Actually, I came here for college when I was 18. I went to Kentucky.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not better than what
that seems like a weird place to be for.
It's very weird. I went to Kentucky when I was 18. It was in the snow on my birthday, and my luggage was lost, so I was sleeping on in the dorm with no blankets.
Yeah. Oh.
For a week.
Oof.
Nice.
Oof.
And Kentucky winter.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Jia Wing is at the New York City Comedy Club in Stamford tonight and tomorrow night.
Nice.
We're linked up on the radio station website.
That's really cool. Jia Wing, did you ever watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Oh, I love that show. I think I'm the Chinese Mrs. Maisel. I mean, Chinese, Jewish, you know, both cheap. But, we both are divorced with two kids, actually. Two kids.
You have two kids?
I think I do. I'm not sure, but I am pretty sure they are. They exist.
Just don't wait in a paternity test on it.
they exist. Yeah. I love the show.
Incredible.
I love it. I mean, yeah, Joan Rivers is my all-time favorite comedian. Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan Rivers is the best.
Yeah, she's from New York City. She's from a suburb in New York.
Yeah, I think she's from
Richmond.
Queens.
Yeah. Larchmont.
Well, she was.
Larchmont. Okay, Larchmont. No, good. Very good. Yeah, very good. So where do you live? In New York?
I live in Los Angeles. I'm kind of bi-coastal.
Oh, you live in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Yeah, shamefully, I live in L.A. But if I don't have kids, I would move to New York in a heartbeat.
Right.
But because of those two kids and my mom, you know, they are too much for me to handle.
Those kids are weighing you down.
Yes,
seriously.
Because I have to go to the subway and people are going to push me there and I have to go home and to my mom. It's just too much work. Gotcha. I can only focus on one.
Way too much work. Mm-hmm.
How old are the kids?
I don't remember, but I think my son is around. He just, actually, today's his birthday and I don't care.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm glad you remembered.
He just turned six. I remember because that's the day I opened my comedy club, so I can remember his birthday. My comedy club is 5 years old. And my son is six. And my daughter, she's four. Yeah. Oh my God. I remember their age.
You got it.
Give me a trophy.
Wow. Congratulations.
Hey,
how about
it?
Who's a big girl?
And your award goes to? Yeah.
Is there anything funny about China?
There are a lot of things that are funny, but you just can't say anything about it. And then you die.
Right.
So,
have you had friends like just disappear?
Oh, so stand-up comedy never really existed in China. One of my friend Joe Wang, he's been doing comedy for 20 years in America. So he went back and he brought stand-up comedy back to China. It became so popular. People loved it. A lot of young comedians, you know, they came up and one of the company in China who does stand-up makes so much money. And then one time, one of a young comedian around 4 years ago, he made a joke about the Communist Party and the Liberation Army soldiers are like dogs.
Oops.
They eat a coyote because they are hungry during the Civil War. And then he's gone and the stand-up got banned. Nobody can do
gone?
Stand-up anymore.
Oops.
Like thrown out of the country or just disappeared?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, some next to the red flag. I don't know where he is, but I remember when I went back to do a Chinese stand-up, and I did 30 minutes, and we ended up cutting it to 20 seconds.
Wow.
Because everything I say, even calling my mom fat is wrong. I'm like, but she is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
No.
It's incredible.
Your mom's fat?
Yeah.
Well, they fat shame over
she's,
there.
Yeah. She lives in L.A., though, right?
Yeah, she lives in L.A.
Right. She wasn't fat when she got here.
Oh, she's always been fat.
She got here?
Chinese standard is where if you are not look like you are dying, you're fat.
Gotcha.
No. Like,
right.
I'm fat in China.
I'm fat. Fat, right. I'm like obese.
Men can do it, whatever.
Yeah.
You are a man, you're not fat. Girls, the woman, we suffer. Yeah.
Huh.
Gotcha. You have to be able to count.
China sounds pretty good. I'm not fat.
Yeah, you're not. Girls are. You can just tell girls you're fat. You can suck my dick, but not you.
Oh. Okay.
Beep. I should not say that.
I hit the dumb button. That's fine.
Yes.
Oh, bro.
Scott can't contain himself right now.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah, awesome.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Tell my mom. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mom's fat.
Scott.
You are welcome. I love you.
Oh, me too. I love you too.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Yes.
Now, are you married now?
No, I'm single. I'm dating, but I am not married. And
is that your boyfriend there?
He is my boyfriend.
Wow,
yeah,
nice.
He's a white boy from Cleveland, Ohio. Very white.
Is it you met him at a show?
He actually was working on my show.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Oh,
so he's a comedian.
No, he is not a comedian. He can be funny, ish sometimes.
But he's funny.
Yeah, he's a business person, and he does production filming.
Nice.
Work.
Oh,
handles like behind the scenes stuff.
My business manager.
Cool.
He makes sure I don't get kidnapped.
Right.
And yeah, make sure I'm alive.
That's
well.
Always good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's important because a comedian died, you know.
Right.
But yeah. I'm like, right. Let me die after my first album, so it'd be very expensive.
We should bring him in. Here.
Well,
yeah. Come on in.
Come here.
We have headphones for him.
We will in a second.
Uh oh.
What's China like? Is it like what we think it's like?
China is actually, for example, like the DeepSeek, like the AI, you know, is even more advanced than. ChatGPT. So China is actually very advanced technology-wise because, you know, when you have workers who don't take a lunch break, don't take a weekend off, you are productive.
Yeah,
you know,
So workers have so many rights over there,
yeah,
not so much,
that's
right?
That's bullshit. Like when I was working at a Nike factory,
don't
sound
again.
So when I was five, you know, I work at a Nike factory, right? I make shoes.
You were at a Nike factory? Seriously?
I bought those sneakers.
I made it for you, Scott. There's my tears on it, okay?
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. So I never worked, but there's kids I know worked at a factory in the South. You know, that my mother owned a restaurant. I was cleaning dishes. I do whatever I can. I clean dishes. I clean the bathroom. I was a waiter. And
You were young.
When my mom said, like, if you are eating my food, you better be useful or I'm going to put in the dumpster. You
right.
Know, that's just
Can you do that? Can you put kids in a dumpster in China?
Girls,
you can.
I'm keeping my boys. Yeah.
Right. Well, you were born during the one kid rule.
One that's cute. One kid rule sounds like Disney, but a one child policy.
One child policy.
Yes, you make everything glamorous.
Right.
One kid rule sounds like I'm the Disney star. I feel like
one
a Miley Cyrus.
Thank you.
So one child policy. Every family is only allowed to have one child, and China is very traditional. You know, we want to have a son to carry on the family oppression. So,
suffering.
We got to keep this misery going for generations.
You
can't end here.
Right. Yeah.
Climb
so,
the rope, tap hands.
When there's a girl, you know.
Oh, so that was a bummer when you were born.
Oh,
they were like, oh, it's a girl.
Damn it.
That's a Chinese gender reveal. You know, like either it's a girl or it's a boy or an abortion.
Right, one of the
that's
two.
Most during the 90s, you know, the parents, they would have kids at home, so it's not recorded in the hospital. So if it's a girl, she can be gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she can go somewhere either to a family who doesn't have kids, so they don't really care if it's a boy or a girl. Or I don't want,
that's rough.
The trash.
Glad you made it.
I got lucky, I had a little hint of a penis. My mom's like, maybe that's a boy. I'm kidding. My mother regretted it. She's like, you know what? I'm keeping her. She's ugly, but she's going to.
Right.
Who's going to clean the dishes? Who's going to clean the dishes? Who's going to, you know, do the dirty work?
Are you allowed to be gay in China? Can you be out?
It's actually very interesting. There's a very big talk show host. She's a transgender woman. She was a man, but she became a woman. I think most people in China are in the closet because they, one way they know they are gay, they want to be gay, but another way they are so traditional, they need to give
they need
to get married and have a kid,
right.
Which is very bad for the wives because they actually, in China, the notion of homosexuality is not very clear. People don't think, people think it's a, it's like not real. So
they feel like it's a choice.
Yeah, people, woman would marry to a man, and she's like, he never cheated on me, but like he's always hanging out with his friends. So the man would get married to a woman, like a beard, a woman's a beard. Like, they have kids, they have a family, but they never have sex after the kids. And the guy would be dating other men, which is very good because they just fuck everyone.
So the big story today in Connecticut is snow tomorrow,
yep.
6 to 10, 3 to 6, depending on where you are. You know which range you're in.
Exactly.
If you're upper,
right.
It's higher. If you're lower, it's lower. Very easy. Starts midday, goes all day, all night, until Sunday midday.
Yep.
And, yeah, so we'll just deal with it.
Plan accordingly.
In studio, Jawing Summers, she's doing her awesome comedy show tonight, tomorrow night at New York City Comedy Club in Stamford.
Yeah.
She's from China, and you know, I hope I don't ask you anything stupid.
Oh, no, nothing.
Okay.
That's my job.
Do people in China pay attention to Hollywood celebrities?
Oh, yes. We love to talk about them. Everybody's talking about Obama and Jennifer Aniston and Blake Lively, Ryan, and they are suing that guy, Justin. They made him famous. Like, I don't know what she's doing.
Never heard this guy's name before.
Yeah, now she's
never heard of the movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's a headline every 20 minutes now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, he is going to be a household name thanks to her.
But I got sucked into this. I typically don't follow these stories
because
it feels like gossipy.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that she accused him of all this stuff. And I thought to myself, this must be pretty bad if she's going to come out and say all these things.
Right.
Yes. It's easier to just, all right, I'm never going to work with that person again.
Right.
Yeah.
I leave the project. Like, she could have also just left
just
the project.
Yeah.
I would.
But then
he
comes out.
Right.
Yes. A website.
I'm like, oh, this is our new Johnny Depp Amber Heard.
I was just going to say, yep, exactly.
Texts, voicemails,
right.
And then, yeah, you mentioned the website is now up, and he's just like, I don't care. He's like, I'm putting it all out there. Everybody can see it.
Text exchanges. Mm-hmm. And,
wow.
Yeah. What else? Do you guys follow the royals over there?
Oh, Meghan Markle, I think she's trash, and I talk about it.
So
she
you do?
Is,
okay.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with her?
Well, she's an attention-seeking, I can't say that word, you know.
Oh, we learned.
Were you going to say whore?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say whore.
Yeah. And,
we'll check.
But I hate when people are like, they just not true to themselves. Like the Kardashians, I love them because they want money. They'll do whatever for money and attention. And that's the American spirit.
They own it.
Yeah,
they own it. That's why it's
right.
So,
they're not trying to
that's
be.
That's why I love them. They are great.
Right.
You know, but like Meghan Markle, she wants fame and fortune and money. She was a D-list, F-list actress, you know, and then she started dating Harry and then she became whatever and she's on Oprah. She's like, I just want a private life.
She's a former suitcase girl on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's just you want attention. Stop. You don't want a private life. Like you are on, like you have a documentary about your life. You are a reality star.
They leave England for a private life in America and they immediately sign a deal with Netflix.
Yes. Right.
And call Oprah.
Yeah, call Oprah.
Let's do an interview.
Let's call Oprah.
Because that's very private.
That's how we're going to stay private.
It's so private. Yeah. I just hate when people are so condescending. And she looked like Halle Berry if Halle Berry still lives in Ohio. Like, she's hot-ish. Yeah, but she's not Halle Berry. I'm like,
now, do you have anything against Ohio? Because your boyfriend's from Ohio.
Yeah, but actually, Halle Berry from Cleveland. Yeah, they have pretty people from Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland's awesome.
They make pretty people. Yeah, he's good-looking. My boyfriend is annoying, but he's very good-looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll forgive him just looking at him. Like, okay.
How did, what did you say to her? How did you pick her up? Like, what do you...
She could tell the story of how she got me to go back to the hotel with her because of a stalker.
Stalker.
Oh,
very good. Was there really a stalker or you were like, I'm going to get this guy back to the hotel room?
There's a stalker, but he's like a tick. He's like a small guy who I can just beat him up.
Right, you could kill him.
But I
do you know... Do you know martial arts?
I don't know, but I know where to stab, you know.
See? That's all you need, where to stab.
Yeah, that's
around
it.
Around this area usually
very
works.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually the eye, you twist it.
The eye? Okay. Exactly.
Wait, what do you do?
It's
you
a tough shot.
Stick a pen in the eye?
I would say like car key. You
right,
always
car
have
key.
A car
oh.
key.
Yeah, car key.
I met him on March. He was working on my show and I thought he was very cute, but he thought I was very interesting and he thought I was funny. I was beautiful because all the makeup and everything and the outfit, you know, he's like, oh, she's gorgeous. I'm like, he didn't say anything. And I was very short with him.
Because you were single at this point?
I was single. I was okay. very short with him because when I see a guy who's attractive, who is out of town, I don't believe in long distance and I don't do one night stand. So I'm like, oh my God, he's hot, but right. don't look at him. So I just didn't pay any attention. He thought I wasn't interesting him.
No.
On June, he was wearing my merch. Ass Pro Shop.
Nice.
It's Bass Pro, but I actually need to ask.
Pro Shop. Right.
He walked in with my merch. I'm like, okay.
All right. Then, so you put her merch on.
I put it out there that I was, you know, paying attention.
That's
right?
your way of saying I'm paying attention.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
Was it like a picture of your face?
My face on the, my ass and my face on the hat. He's wearing
nice.
It. Then I'm like, that's so cute. But I'm like, no, we are not doing, we don't date anyone who's, you know, long distance, not going to work. And then I have the bartender. She's like, oh, I would love to, you know, I would love to.
Who the bartender said?
Go home with him.
That
you know,
dude.
I'd love
work.
To. Blah, blah, him. You
right,
know,
right.
I'm like, okay. I would love to ban him.
Did you know the bartender was hot for you?
No. I heard this as I was walking out of the bar that we went to afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, like,
and now you had been at this club. This is like in your town, right?
Yeah. This is in Austin, Texas, where we ended up meeting.
Okay. Oh, Austin.
Yeah. I moved to Austin. Nice. So that's where I was filming her during these shows.
I'm like, okay, bartender's horny. Then
right.
Yeah.
The waiter came.
What
goes,
a great gig. He's filming this
seriously.
Hot comedian
right.
taking the film home.
Right.
Then he shows up with her shirt.
Right.
And then the waiter's like, I want to ban him. I'm like, what?
Right.
Then
like a drum.
Then another one's like, I want the band. I'm like, you know what?
Wait,
I'm
a waiter?
Him. Yeah, a waiter. She's like, oh my God. Like my green room waiter.
Wow.
She thought that
he was hot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is my eye too tiny?
Oh,
like,
I thought you said ban him.
No.
Bang.
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 Right.
Different.
Big difference.
Different.
Big, big,
yes.
big, big, big
I
difference.
Thought
big difference.
The waiter wanted to kick him out.
Like,
no.
No,
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 no. Not ban.
No, they wanted
bang.
To kick,
bang.
To kick,
bang.
They wanted to kick
bang.
Him in.
So I said, no, you're not, because he's going to go back to my hotel.
Right.
They were like, do you know him? Like,
it was a competition.
It's just like, you know, as a communist woman, you know, like, I am a communist. I'm like, he's mine. You know, I don't know why.
Right. This is how we do it.
If everyone want him, I want him.
She's going to seize the property. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, there's a stalker outside. Can you take me back to my hotel? I'm so scared.
Right.
So you're working at this bar and all these women are hot for you and you had no clue.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Really? Are you just saying that?
I'm pretty naive to those things, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, apparently she was interested in me from the first day and I had no idea she was super, super short with me. So I wasn't picking up on that either.
See?
Oh, wow.
Not a bad way to be.
Is that how you pick up guys? You're just short with them? You act like you're not interested? You play hard to get?
I just don't trust myself.
Oh.
I don't trust I always like the guy who's wrong for me. So if I like him, I'm like, ooh.
You think he's wrong?
Oh.
I'm wrong. Like, I
yeah,
always like
go,
the guy
whoa,
who's
you're like,
not
yeah,
right
that's
for
wrong.
Me.
The
yeah.
bad boy thing. Yeah,
yeah, I paid my price for that. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to, no.
Right.
I want a guy who's ugly, who listens, and who's around. You know, I know.
Yeah.
So
those.
I also know, like.
That's pretty easy to find.
Right.
Yeah. So I just, I felt like I'm so aggressive on stage and so alpha and it's not attractive. So when I saw him, I'm like, I'm so scared. Can you help me and take
right.
me back to my hotel?
I'll play
I'm so
this
scared.
Part. Yes.
And, you know, and then he took me back. And that's
is that
how,
what you said?
He's like, of course, I'll give you a ride. And when we got to the bar, we start drinking and. And I was like, I'm like, do you want some tea upstairs? He goes, okay.
Upstairs, wow. There you go.
The upstairs tea.
Jackpot.
Nice.
Yeah, but he was literally making me tea. He's like, here's your tea. I'm like, when I say tea, I mean I want the D, you know?
Right, yes, right.
Right.
He goes, I pronounced it wrong.
He goes,
did
right.
I say tea?
Right.
Yeah, I meant
D.
D, yeah. Right.
And he was,
I would like some D,
right,
please.
Right.
And he was so autistic. He goes, oh, you are so funny.
Yeah, you don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't tell what a comedian also.
Is she
joking?
Joking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know whether or not to take it seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
But we end up going on a real date after the
so
summer.
Wait. No, we're not beaming out of the hotel room.
Right.
Yeah. In the hotel room together
still
now.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
I said that he's like, here's your tea. I'm like, I'm naked. He goes, nice.
How are you going to drink tea like that?
It's a tradition in China. When we meet new people, we drink tea naked.
On your way, Burns?
I want you to tea back me. That's what I want you to do.
Right, wrong tea. Right, right.
But he's like, but I respect you as a comedian. I think you are. Don't respect me.
Right.
I want you to disrespect me
right
now.
Disrespect me.
I'm dirty. Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty.
And then
so fireworks that night.
Yeah, and then he said, "Do you want to cuddle?" I said, "Don't say the C word. I'm Chinese."
Right.
But he said, "You'll see. I'll see you again." I'm like, "Okay, are you the Terminator?" Like, okay,
right.
You'll see. I'll be back. I'll be back. He told me that. I said, "Okay." Then he actually called me, text me. He's like, "Hey, you are coming back to Austin. I would love to take you on a real date."
Nice.
And then we actually went on a real date.
So wait, so you had that night, and then you left town because you're on tour.
Yeah.
And
I went to Raleigh.
Did you stay in touch through text?
No.
No.
We had a silent summer. We didn't talk.
Silent summer.
He said, I'll see you again. I liked it. He said, I should reply. I'm like, I liked it. It's a heart.
Were you thinking about her like all summer?
Yeah, I mean, I knew she was coming back in October, and I had some trips planned anyway. I was going to be around, so she was traveling all over. But I knew she had a long weekend in October, and all across Texas that we had talked about me taking with her the tour around Texas, and that was when I was going to make your move.
Right.
Yeah.
Advance.
Oh, you had it planned,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. What about you? You're traveling all around. You thinking about him or
not much? I feel bad. I never follow him back on Instagram.
No.
But I think about him. I hate him because he just said, I'll see you again. I'm like, what? You should call me. You should fly to LA. And
that's what I would think.
Get on your knees and just like.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, what? Because I'm used to
I'd be chasing you all over the place.
Me. Yeah.
Almost stalker-like.
Yeah, exactly.
At least texting.
Yeah.
How you doing? How was the show?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, he's
playing a cool. No, but you played it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now you got
in hindsight,
head.
It worked out. But
yeah, because you didn't want to. Because if he did that, guess what?
Yep.
Guess what you would do if he was all over you?
Yeah.
You'd be like, my.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Smothering. I think so.
Yep.
I think so.
Smothering.
Yeah. He did the right thing.
Yeah. I got love bombed every day, so he was different.
Yeah.
Huh.
You had to import them from Texas or Ohio in L.A. And we don't find men in L.A. They are all married or gay. Like, they just don't exist.
Yeah. And now he travels with you.
Nice.
He basically runs my business. He used to work for Tesla. He has business background, so he can actually take care of everything.
Great.
He's very smart. And we are very different. I'm crazy bipolar. He's like stoic as hell.
Nice.
That's what you need.
Yep. Stoic.
Yin and yang.
Yin and yang. I told him that, but he's like, what is that? I'm like, that's Mayday from Panic Express.
No, but comedians are generally very creative and they don't, you know, they're not business.
Right.
Yeah, I can't find my underwear. Like, I can't find anything. And he has everything organized like a Nazi German.
One more.
He's also German, though.
One more scatterbrained.
Oh, my wife's on the phone.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I think you are absolutely adorable.
Jennifer, you have such a sexy voice.
Oh, so do you.
Nice.
Oh,
thank you so much.
What do you think of that name, Jennifer?
Jennifer in Chinese means 见你否. 见 means slutty. 你 means you. Fo means you. Am I right? So Jennifer means... I'm a slutty? Question mark. But if you go for Jen, means slut. So it depends on what you go for. Jennifer is like, I'm still questioning. But like a Jen is like, oh yeah, I am slut. It depends. But it's okay. All Jennifers are hot. So.
And then some teas involved.
Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer.
I have a question for you and your boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
So now that you're together, you mentioned the cuddle word.
Uh-oh.
Do you cuddle? Now that you're together.
He won't cuddle with me because he will hug me for a little bit. Then there's distance. We build
Thank
a great
you.
Wall between the
the
bed.
Great wall. Right.
Which I'm crying in silence, but it's okay. I suffer. I'm a Chinese girl. But it's okay. I'm used to pain. So
I
want to
hug both of you right now.
We're still going strong. It's like I cry in silence. And the night
it's
I move.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's funny. When my husband and I first got together, we would cuddle every night when we go to sleep. And he's like, I can't believe we're doing this. I am not a cuddler. Okay, this is the greatest thing because I love to cuddle. Now we get into bed, I try to cuddle behind him. I'll spoon behind him. And he's like, you're making me hot. You're making me hot.
Oh my God.
And he's kind of like wiggling me away.
Yeah, he pushed me away. He put a wall in between us. This is a great wall. I'm like,
I do too.
No.
And
he doesn't.
I rolled
the
blanket up. Yeah. We have the Great Wall of China between us.
Yes. He put a pillow in the middle. I'm like, well, and then he's like, at night you kick me with your little feet.
What it is. It's the cold feet on me at night. Oh. It just wakes me up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I try and cuddle myself.
Bad visual.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.